You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
959 Breakfast on the street, on the air. I just want to let everyone know today, Kogim Pasha Zendota. I just thought
But you killed it, right?
So I just want to say to the man who left his clothes at my house, thank you very much. Go to my Instagram, go see how I'm rocking his clothes. And guess what? The man is not mine, neither is he gay.
Wow.
Okay.
Bombshells. Bombshells so early in the morning. How are you? Good morning, Ninja.
How are you?
Got my lesbian energy out today.
Good morning. Very good morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Welcome to it. It's your Thursday edition of 959 Breakfast right here on K959. Hey, listen, we're on the street, we're on the air, we are everywhere. Have you had that moment, no?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking in the mirror. Mm. Very early in the morning, you're getting ready for work. And you're like, that's that word I was looking for yesterday.
Or last week.
Yeah. Or last week. Mm. It happened to me this morning.
What was the word?
Yesterday, I wanted to say... I know, I lost it again.
It's got stage fright.
Oh, man. That's that moment. I don't know. Now the moment's gone again. The word is gone again. But yesterday, the word was vulgarity. Oh, I found it. We were hanging around with Donald.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to say... profanity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I nearly said blasphemy. So we settled for vulgarity.
Yes,
I was looking for was profanity.
Who was being profane?
He was.
He said the S word on the radio. He was comfortable, like you. When people come in, they feel really comfortable.
He hasn't done interviews in a long time, so I got to go.
Wow. Shots fired. Back shots. Hey, Shamiz. What's up, feeling? We shall not make shots.
Back shots.
Hey, Yang Saba.
Oh, we're decoding some G today. It's going to be a very interesting one. Zisuganje, we already fired. Aye, so music. Go home. This contract is still new. Aye, Baba. Go home. 17 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. Any questions you may have for some G63, send through those voice notes. You can call us a little bit later on, but he's spending the entire Thursday with us. It is some G63 decoded.
Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
So Mizzy decoded. He's spending the whole show with us. He's actually a part of the show.
Yeah.
So every Thursday, if you know that we have a guest, you must know that it's not just an interview. Really, we do things different here. Switch it up. We're decoding you. That letter D. What do you know, baby?
Yeah, don't you miss radio, man?
Who?
You.
What did he do in radio this one?
Ben. I got paid.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, here you're going to speak here, you know?
Absolutely. Love again.
We've got voice notes for... we want to call you our Gogo this morning, right?
Yes.
You're going to be Gogo Somizi.
Togoza.
Ikehlale too. He's the one who's going to be interpreting your dreams. And the rest of you as well, wrong interpretations only. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
Lovely. And you're also spiritually inclined.
Absolutely.
Heavily so. I'm telling you. Straight to the voice notes now with what you have to say for Somsom.
Good morning, Dineo. Good morning, Saul and the Kaya team. Good morning, Somizi. Good morning. I don't have much. God Rangitinje Ugai must continue entertaining us. Siam Tanda. We are blessed to have Yena in our lives. And another thing, Dineo, behave vaning, guys. Sandugun Tola, Sifunugun Green, and yes, today's gonna be a crazy day. I love you. This is Tenji.
Good morning, Somizi. It's so nice to hear.
Heidi on Kaya 959. I've got a question. If a movie was to be made about your life, who would you like to play you?
Jafta Mamabulo, no doubt.
Jafta Mamabulo?
Yep.
That's interesting. Yeah. How come?
No doubt.
For real, for real.
No,
it's Jafta been, you.
It's been my dream.
Wow.
He's one underrated producer and actor.
Huh.
Yo, Jafta, please.
Nicely done.
I
interesting.
I can see Jafta, yeah.
He's playing some music.
Yeah. I can really see it.
Yeah.
An older version, maybe, yeah. Then a younger version could be Lumko Johnson.
Lumko Johnson. Do I know Lumko? We'll have to Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to Google. Let's all go to Google. Lumko Johnson. It's 6:42. One more voice note.
Dom Gaga, I can do whatever. I can do whatever. Love you so much, Tom G.
Love you too,
I don't have a question. It's all a request. It's all a like, even if you come to me, I'll buy the ingredients. Yonki, so give me the list, give me the date. Sing a umpege, let's see. The Gremland. Also, of course, I want to get to know you. Love you so much, Dom Gaga.
Oh, sweet man. So, your book did exceptionally well, your cookbook.
Yes.
Kana Nebitswang, Ibitswang,
Dinner
at Somizi's. It did exceptionally well. You did a reprint, ne?
Yeah.
How many reprints did you do? Because after the Lazy Makoti,
yeah.
I was wondering who else might do as many reprints as she did.
The first batch was 15K.
15,000 copies. Sold out.
Yeah.
And
the second batch was 10K. So
25K in total.
Yeah. And I must give credit to myself. That means 10 sales, like
No, I saw.
I went to events, everything. I went to restaurants, I went to clubs.
So your demographic that bought your book, because there's this, maybe it's a misconception or notion that South Africans don't read, but those, I mean, are big numbers for
books. It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook. Read.
Oh, yeah.
You skim through the recipe, yes, but you read the recipe and the pictures.
But I can tell you for free that most sales were based on my love for Somizi.
Yeah.
I don't think they even used them. But
true, right?
And get it started. Being there physically helped the sales, because you just say, I'm going to be at the mall in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
People come, they just want to have an experience with you.
Mm.
Grab a pick.
Catch.
Yeah. Mm. So it really helped.
Wow. Would you advise this to anyone who's an entrepreneur, who's a 959er?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't rely on it being on the shelves. That's because you are being distributed by a brand that has 64 stores across the country. Does not guarantee sales.
Yeah.
Because there's huge competition, number one, there.
Yeah.
So when you say, I'm going to be there, be there, people want to experience you, it pushes the sales. And also go anywhere and everywhere. I can tell, I got so many sales. A club in, I wouldn't go to clubs and after three champagnes, they go, I want to buy for my auntie and my sister and my auntie and bring 10.
And buy a 10.
Yeah, and they'll buy the same way they buy champagne. They go, bring 10. I was like, yeah, so be so.
Then they bring their
fire lighters. That's dope, though.
Yeah.
That's very dope. I mean, you are one heck of an inspirational story.
Thank you.
It's a fact. I think we've all seen you go through your darkest days.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about recent darkness. I'm talking about the real darkness.
Yeah.
You understand? Where, so Mizi, there was a time you even looked dark yourself.
Yes.
You know, but I don't think it's Mali. Exactly.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the inspiration from? For yourself, because you're inspiring others. But who inspires you? How do you tap into inspiration?
To be quite honest, and there's a song which is my favorite song. It calls.
Lalela, it's in
English.
So there's a song. Encourage yourself, and I always have to tap into myself to encourage and inspire myself. You know, and it's little things. Gratitude can take you far.
I say this all the time.
Gratitude can take you far.
Yep.
We tend to look for, most of the time we tend to look for things that you don't have instead of focusing on what you have. And when you focus on what you have and imagine yourself without what you have, you become very grateful.
We're decoding Somizi this morning. He's on the street, on the air with us. He is everywhere. Listen, I've got people commenting on my Instagram account because I posted, you know, that we're hanging out with Somizi. Oh, I'm in Cape Town. Where can I listen? Download the app. I tell you every morning, don't nyata that app. It's one of the smoothest, cleanest radio apps you'll probably download. And I'm not saying it because I'm an ambassador for Kai FM. Well, Kai 959. I literally downloaded it myself because I like to have an opinion on things. It works. So please download the app. Tell a friend who's in Khayelitsha. Tell a friend who's in Cape Town, Durban, wherever. Even a friend in Nigeria who knows that they want to be a part of this family. Tell them that we can make this the biggest station in Africa. Just download the app. Thank you very much.
Decoded.
Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
We're decoding Somizi, spending a whole 3 hours with us as a big part of the show today. So please feel free. Don't be shy. Keep those voice notes coming. We love the love coming through. Do you want to hear more of the voice notes?
I simply...
To be nice, no? Hangare no utaiza.
Tala.
Ah.
The older you get, sometimes even the tears just come out on the
really?
The older.
That is,
really?
This is true. I agree with you. Yeah.
But whether you do look like a crybaby, Solly, you look like one of those bunnies.
I'm very sensitive, but I cry easily now.
He's very sensitive.
But I can take a joke about a lot of things, but I'm very sensitive.
He's very sensitive. Yeah. He doesn't take easily to being bullied.
Oh no, I can stand up for myself. No,
I'm not saying you can't stand up for yourself.
Bully me, I'll bully back 100 times.
Yeah.
Because I can be mean as well. You know?
So how do you define your sensitivity?
Like, if I see, like you see, there was a child, a missing child, was at a Tembisa police station, and they posted him. Now, the child is not the cutest of babies, and people were saying the meanest things, and that ish got to me. Small things like that, kind of sensitivity.
You're an empath as well.
Yes, not sensitive as in me, I can easily break down, otherwise I wouldn't be here, you know. Those kind of sensitivity, that thing, not like me personally, like I'm a weak or something, no.
Alrighty, let's make some easy cry with those voices.
Morning, Somizi. Somizi. Ngikuthanda ure, mntase. Ngikuthanda ure. Nomntana mawuvela nje e-TV. Sivele nje sigcwala intokozo. Somizi, sikufisela okuhle kodwa. Somizi, yazini. I just love you. Nozi from Katlehong. Have a nice day, Womkhaya. Kenya korko, Somizi. Hey, Somgaka. Watsiba keng. Wena tshwantse ngwale dictionary ya hao. Re nyaka dictionary. Or language ya hao ba ikenye ko sekolong ba re som gagas language
dictionary
som gaga 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 som gaga my hero. And then all the best queer young into enzar no my yini. Danko.
Ach man, we were not ringa dictionary.
No, I was just checking. How do you spell some music dictionary, you know?
D-I-C-K underscore.
C-K Nazo.
Underscore.
Silent K, guys.
Under. For emphasis on the under, the underscore.
D-I-C-K underscore shinari.
Oh, like missionary.
Oh, do you know what you're doing?
I see what you're doing.
You see what I'm doing?
Solid rubbing
off on me. No, you're slow, Somizi. You're the old one. You still don't get it. You're late. We want dreams now. Whose dream are we sliding into? Gogo Somizi is in the house. May we please.
Have you been dreaming, Somizi? Any like recurring dream that you remember, top of your mind?
Yeah, no, I remember dreams, man. I'm lucky enough. I also sleep with a cloth yaba pants, you know, in my pillow. So that helps you with dreams.
Any one specific dream?
Lately, I've been dreaming of people I don't like.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
It means they're either thinking of me or they want to say sorry.
But does it not say something about you where your feelings for them are concerned?
In their dreams, they want to talk to me and I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see that.
You dreamt about recently. Tell me about that dream. You dreamt about Ricky Rick saying, stop telling lies about me. That's you, right? You said that. Didn't you say you dreamt about Ricky Rick?
I read that somewhere. Social media journalism is exactly that.
Never.
Here's a voice note. Hopefully it's a dream. Check.
Hey, I was in next. Unkulunkulu yazenza into zakhe. So mzi, I dreamed about you. Last night ngikuphile ukwenye i-event. Nawe ngikwenye i-event nawe ukhona uphethe i-mic. Mangivela uthi hey awuthule wena kuni nokukhuluma. Ushokini. Kanti ngizokuzwa ku radio namhlanje. Ya, uNkulunkulu yazenza usebenza ngendlela zakhe kuphela. Vela ngeke sivuke siz understand indlela zakhe uNkulunkulu. But ke it's lovely to hear your voice through radio. Lalela. I'm kwenza akona isaba zobenza yona.
Thank you, my
sister, from Tutu.
Thank you, Tutu.
It's crazy the love from the people you get, eh?
It's amazing.
Has it settled in?
Not quite, but I get it why. I would love myself as well.
I like that.
Yeah, if I wasn't me, I would love this guy.
I really, really like that because a lot of people struggle with, like, not loving themselves. Mm. They wish to be other people.
I get it. You know, sometimes I humor myself. I'm like, who are you? I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, hey, when you're poor, or hey, when you're shady. Like, you're born, you're born, you're born, you're born.
Wow. I love that. I absolutely love that. Top of the hour, decoding some G63. He's hanging with us on 959 Breakfast the entire morning, so we're taking it nice and easy. The aim is not to sweat. We're not in a hurry at all.
Decoded.
Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
Children love you.
Yeah.
You say that you are their papai, but I've said this to you 1,001 times, because even my own kids, my own kids don't believe that Uncle Samizi is real, and they've met him, but they don't believe that he's real.
Yeah.
What do you, like, Samizi, like, you're just a phenomenon, man.
They see a character. So, some, like, the parents go, yo, my child, when they hear your voice, they scream and they jump, or my son, and then when they meet me in person, they're like, kill Samizi, and the kids hide. They go, no, he's not supposed to be real.
Wow. For real.
Yeah,
I can imagine, for them, it's like Santa Claus, or Minnie Mouse.
So it's a fantasy when they see you. It's ruined.
Yeah, it's ruined, and they get disappointed.
But you're capitalizing on the love that the children have for you. Absolutely. Sompaya.
Yes, Sompaya Kids.
Sompaya Kids. Yes. So tell us about Sompaya, and then we're going to talk about, actually, let's start with Sompaya Kids. We're going to break up Sompaya just now.
Cool. Sompaya Kids is a brand that has been inspired by kids. The love I have for kids, I love kids. Are you a gay?
Doesn't that make you gay?
So I'm starting a clothing range for kids.
Beautiful.
2 to 12. It's launching in September. At the first store will be at the Mall of Africa, and then the second one in Limpopo, and the third one in Durban.
Beautiful.
I heard something that you want to have, like, another kid. Is that still a wish of yours?
When do you hear? When are you hearing things? When? When?
I read a lot, and I can't remember, like, where I read, but I read that. I'm not making it up, I swear. So you don't want another kid?
No.
Oh.
No, I would have compromised if I was still married to have a kid with my kid.
Decoded.
Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
Decoding some G63. You had a daughter. Well, have a daughter. Had one with a woman.
Yeah, bro.
That part of your life when you were straight. Were you straight, or were you hiding being gay?
I have never
been straight.
Never.
But when you were making the baby, did you enjoy the process?
Yes, absolutely.
To explain to me.
Yeah?
Yes.
I've always been honest. Even my parents are new from day one. So I was a child star by then, you know, and girls would throw themselves at me, you know. And when they do, I would tell them, I play for both teams, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. But I've always been honest, and that's why there was no shock on her side. How could you do this? You know, she knew. And some girls would think it's a phase, you know.
They can turn you or change you.
Yes, or change me. So I've always been honest.
You say you play for both teams. So when was the last time, if after her you were with a woman, when was the last time you were with a woman?
For my because you're playing for Bafana now.
But 5 years ago.
Yeah. Whoa, for real? How come
team?
That relationship is not as well documented?
Not everything you touch must be a relationship now.
Wait. So the last time you played for Banyana was 5 years ago?
5 years ago, yeah.
You enjoyed it?
It was one. Absolutely. Like, I don't know who I was telling
you. But I'm not the alphabet like a confuser.
No.
Okay.
So, let me tell you, Yilin is confuser. I don't know, I was telling someone at an interview or something which at some point I thought I'm gay, at some point I thought I'm bi, and now I think I'm pansexual.
Oh, you know that song? Just kill the music there.
Pansexual.
Go.
You
don't
rock anything in
pants. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now I'm thinking I'm pansexual, and being pansexual, I'm attracted to whomever.
Wears a panty.
No, man.
What is wrong with the girl today?
You know what's tending to Saul on the other side?
Yeah.
So. Pansexual, it means I'm attracted to whomever I'm attracted to at the time, mm-hmm. whether they could be. I'm not attracted to a specific sexuality. Mm. It's the vibes and the chemistry that I'm feeling at the time. And it could be a guy, it could be a woman, it could be a trans, it could be.
Just no animals.
No. It could be a trans, it could be a bi, no mbuzi. So that's pansexual.
Yeah.
Okay. Level. And I don't want to be boxed. And the older you get, the more you find yourself.
I like that.
And you explore, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And if I'm confusing people, I think I am. But as long as I'm not confusing the person I'm with at the time.
You know, because that's the bottom line that I'm actually walking away with here. Because, like,
bottom
really.
Line.
No, really. So. No, on a serious tip though, the bottom line that I'm walking away with is actually we hurt ourselves. We get so attached and addicted to the dabazabant that we become so frustrated when we don't understand their choices, when we can't relate to or find a place for their existence within our minds, that we start hating.
Reminds me of yesterday when that TikToker Elsa Majimbo posted that she's pregnant. Oh, I don't know if it's a lie, and people started getting touched. Like, how? She's 21. She wants to have a kid. Whether she's at the height of her career, why quiet that way? Why is it, you know, a personal thing to you now?
Mm. Exactly. You understand? So we get so entangled. Like, Mandela's party, Yasomizi, Lidi Tabatahe.
And if
so therefore the interview is done.
It's done. If you wake up and you decide otherwise. Like now I think I never thought I would say this, and can I have like 10 seconds?
Of course, of course.
I never thought I would say this. I think Saul is very attractive.
Yes, but it's
thank
true.
You,
like
Saul.
Honestly,
thank
you've got
you.
Beautiful teeth, your lips are nice. That thing that you do on the other side, I think the screen, the quality of this camera is not doing
thanks, we're moving to the new desk.
Talk to Mel again.
Before the compliment starts becoming an insult.
Like, I would date you.
Thank you, thank you. That's a compliment. Thank you, man.
You're welcome, man.
Sure.
Bottom line, how are you?
Hey. Top or bottom of the hour now. I want to say top of the hour. Hey, all these bottoms are following me.
We're not topping yet.
Yo.
Decoded. Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
So you are literally, I won't call you yet an antique because your mom was.
Yes.
An antique.
Yes.
But you are something of a gallery.
Yep.
In terms of
archive.
An archive of sorts. In terms of your years spent in the entertainment industry. Yep. You were a youngster. You were talking about
44 years.
44 years in total.
Yeah, I started when I was 6.
You know, one would underestimate and look at your life right now, and because they've read articles of the darker days that we spoke about and the highs and the lows, and because of your energy, one can easily, especially in 2000, can easily think lomuntu upopa manje and underestimate the amount of years put in. I didn't even know 44 years.
Yep, I started when I was 6.
Umdala, you're very dull.
Absolutely, even in the industry. I've done almost everything. I've got a couple of things to do.
I think a lot still.
Yeah.
Your energy is plentiful.
Absolutely.
Boyens are at 6.
At 6, I was in a musical play called Circumstances with the.
I nearly thought you were going to say Circumcisions.
Circumstances.
Oh, wow.
Elimpopo based script writer, Paul Rapetta, the late Paul Rapetta.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started at 6. And then my first TV, I was 9.
Yeah.
And then my first professional stage, I was 12, 13, Serafina.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Do you think the industry has thanked you enough? No?
I wouldn't complain. But also, I don't live on validation.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't live on validation. So if they, if I don't complain, I'm happy, I'm fine.
What do you think you've gotten right? I mean, because there's so many child stars who've been around or who started at that age but fell through the cracks and never came up again.
I'm very sober. Number one, like, so when I say I'm sober, I'm the soberest person ever. Like, I've never taken drugs.
Good.
I don't go on stage
inebriated.
You're basically respecting your craft.
Yes, I take it like church.
I drink.
I take alcohol after. You know, because I don't want, if I make a mistake on stage, I don't want to blame it on alcohol. It must be like an honest mistake. If I fall, it must be because I was going to fall anyway. You know, so, and then, but also my work ethic is
very
untouchable. I'm punctual, I am professional, I deliver, and I was born in it. My parents were a perfect example of work ethic can take you places. There are people who are less talented, but their work ethic is on point and they're still standing, and there are people who are extremely talented, but their work ethic is grom, and they're no more.
So when you say that, then I don't understand how then you fell at some time or fell off, you know, because I mean, you're sober, great work ethic. What would you think made you, would see, to go through that dark period?
My dark periods are also, I would say, natural. They are tests. They had to happen. And I wanted them to happen, and I'm glad they happened.
Yes.
And I still want them to happen, because for me, now I've gotten the routine and the message. Every time there's something dark happening, God is preparing me for something brighter.
Absolutely.
So I enjoy them. It's like a tattoo. It's showing my hands, but the muscle begin to say smooth. Oof.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, you know?
Yeah.
But what do you think, like, caused them? Did you get a big head at some point?
Never.
Or lose your principles?
I've never lost anything. I've never been big headed. It's things like overspending, being careless with money.
As a kid
I would have 6 cars and live in a 2-room townhouse, for instance, you know. My priorities were upside down, you know. And then also there would be maybe like a scandal that happens and some I have no control over it.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody wakes up and says, I did ABC and D, and then the rest of the country believes it, and then work stops happening, you know.
Don't you feel you're in a better time zone now where the scandals don't affect the bread? Because the scandals will always be there, right? There was a time where people would make decision makers would make decision professional decisions on your name off the basis of scandal, and then you work your way up, you work your way back, and the sustainability is even more sustainable now.
Absolutely. I think the older you get, and if you don't have that, then you are not growing. The older you get, you start treating things differently. You know what to react to and what not to react to. The first time I had a scandal, I thought bad publicity, any publicity is good publicity, and I would react to it and fuel it and go to courts and wear caps saying as criminal, you know. And I thought, Brenda Fassie vibe.
Cool, celebrity.
You know, celebrity, scandals. And then when you get older, you're like, don't forget who you are. This thing will live according to how you feed it. It's a monster as well, especially when you know your truth. You're like, don't feed it, starve it. Starve it by, one, you don't owe anyone an explanation. And unless it's a court case, it's justice system, anyone else, Twitter is not a court. Twitter is not God. Instagram or social media is not God. So you owe nobody an explanation unless you have to explain yourself legally.
I want to take us back to when you were younger. Do you remember that?
Stupid lines, like, I'm like, gosh, what was
Mama
that?
Goes to church.
What
was
that?
Are we being the rubber? Even the accent. Even the accent. Are we being the rubber? Don't want angry. They want quiet. You're not going to change the whole life. So wrong is I'm not.
very delicious. Mama go to church, Papa go to Sabine, the kids play in the streets.
They don't like, want angry. Like, they want quiet. They want peace or quiet.
I food me
like. Oh wow.
Like.
Oh, Papa go to Sabine.
In Sarafina, would say things that we didn't even understand.
Like bona gana, marabek vela kule movie. Like,
in the song for years, I sang something that I didn't understand. Sarafina, perspiration comments for cover me. Why?
Perspiration comments for cover me.
Flowing down me body. Like
flowing down me body. And you know what the crazy thing is? I know where these parts belong to. And
yo!
We all sang this nonsense.
You smile for 5 years.
I love it for you. I love all of this for you. I love all the love that you're receiving for yourself. I love the blessings that you're receiving for yourself. I truly do. I love a healthy success story. Particularly I've been down and out and I've built myself back up again. Do you think you did it solely on your own, or did you think that you had people that were conspiring, sent by the universe in the favor of your internal attitude?
Never on my own. Never. There was no way I was going to be or come back or what. Correction also, I was down, but I was never out.
I like that.
Yeah,
oh. I like that.
You are out when you go down your grave.
Oh.
It was never on my own. It was my fans, the support, my family. But later in life, then I had this ancestral connection, guys. Saul! It changes everything. It doesn't get tough or tougher. It gets tougher, but it hits different because now you deal with it differently. But the abundance that is there, I will forever advocate for that. There is light. In that life, in that sphere, and I wouldn't be here. Oh. I wouldn't be here.
Can you imagine?
Decoded on 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
959 Breakfast on the street, on the air.
Everywhere.
With your mic off, Samizi, that's great.
Everywhere. How are you, McFarlane?
On the street, on the air.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, fantastic.
Guy.
I see you guys commenting on my post on Instagram. Well done to you for downloading the app. I love that. I appreciate it. Can I tell you why? Because there's no need to not tune in. Don't shortchange yourself of great radio moments and great radio shows just because you're out of Gauteng. All right? You download the application, and on an application, you press just one button, listen. It loads, and then it catches you up, and then you're listening straight up the front.
Same time.
Away.
You can. If a skirra now comes to you, nee, so easy, and says to you, yara, hiri dopi ek weet nie wie Somizi is. Nee. And like, who's Somizi? He's like a new skirra now. Younger than a 2000. No? By basis of the people that are legendary, some that are past and some that are still living that you've worked with. Who are you going to mention the names?
I'm on the next. I didn't hear anything.
So. Yo, we are bored. Let's hope you'll hear this. I've got a caller here. Good morning. Say hello.
Good morning. You're on Kai.
Still Kai FM. It's Kai 959.
When I was 29. It was called that.
Educated.
Yeah, but that was the biblical times, man.
Kai 959.
Kai 959.
Good morning, you're on Kai 959.
Yes, I'm
Jesus. Hi, how's it?
I'm good, and you?
I am great.
No, you're not, you don't have.
Yeah, you're not yourself.
Yeah, baby.
I don't mind, my love, I don't mind. Are you going to take me out?
ngiyazidalela imali nje esinayo la.
Ay, yabona manje ngishilo. You know, I slaughtered on Saturday. Ne?
I slaughtered isinayo, i-bank account isinayo.
Sange DM mntwana sibone sifahle egonyana.
Ngikhiphe ngala ma-out.
Wena unamatalente lapho because uSom G63 specializes ngamatalente.
I was proven.
Ngiyabuza ngala matalente ukuthi unawo amatalente nasiko audition or something for uSomizi.
Ngifuna ukuzenzela mina, ngifuna ukuzibonela.
Ya wena we type yami uyazenzela. Zenzele. Shontwana angisha ngi DM mntana ngawe siyabangena.
Manje
amadoda ayipheli. Oh, who am I talking to? Ukshin. Oh, do you know this person?
How are you doing, my shit? How are you doing, my shit?
Oh, no.
Hey.
You can play me. Are you a good actor? Tell me.
There's no way.
Uman.
Take another guess.
Is it Kelly Kumalo? Ukeli.
How
Cosmito?
I get heroes.
Mina ngithi umfana.
You going to need to be talented.
You killed it.
You're a lesbian.
Yo.
And it's wrong missing at least because
I know.
So to Kata.
I know.
Otherwise. Oh, Kaznisha. Oh.
My cousin.
Oh, my Kazmula.
Kelly Kumalo, thank you so much for the surprise.
You're convinced, eh?
No, I thought she was going to sing.
I know.
I thought she was going to sing, and she pulled out the Russian lady.
Wow,
you're ready to tell that guy.
No, honestly, when you said, not I seven get and done because lately I'm attracting guys that have a my, you know.
Oh, for real?
For real, dude. Like the guy that I'm seeing right now.
Hey, that accent. Yeah. What the guy that you see me on radio?
Pardon?
No. So you're getting married again?
Not now, but I am going to get married one day. Like, I mean, I'm a sucker for love. Mm. Like, I love, I'm romantic. I'm a movie romantic type of guy.
It's like it bank balance, huh?
Ah, you know, So, I was... Again, I'm very cautious in time. How many times do I have?
Just kill the music.
Okay.
I'm going to move back from the mic.
As much time as you want. All right. We're not going to give you time.
So I went to Konka on Sunday.
Yeah.
With my current guy. Good looking guy, Mnander. She got Konka, and then there was this guy throwing money in the air, and this guy sent bottles to my table, and that, and then eventually we connect, and then after we connect with this guy, he's good looking. Then I said to my boyfriend jokingly, I langa to be in Yogiti, Sally Patiabo. At no vine, this guy numbers exchange, yesterday he went out for a date, and now we made it official.
It's him.
No, it's from Shia Lon. I got my name.
How?
Yeah.
I'm appealing. Where's Alan Mumare?
He's in a new relationship as of yesterday.
This generation is very amazing.
Highest feeder.
So we let go Kongale, your boyfriend.
Yes.
And then la belere ngare khona le cheletera a re lo dlala spana sa rona.
Yeah, I revive.
And then la ira cash converters era.
Yeah, and then yesterday I met him and then I realized ukuthi they are popular.
Manje umshile lo boye konke naye.
Yeah. Ngizomtshela namhlanje. I'm going to
tell you. Whoa. Oh, yeah, so that's my man. You take the highest bidder.
I got my melanga uhlala endaweni ene.
Decoded
on 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
So bringing us the thong song. Kai 959 on the street, on the air. Are the kids safely in school?
The kids?
By now.
Should
be. Yeah, they're in school. Mm. They're in class, right?
Mm.
Fantastic. We can be adults.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like thongs? Mm-hmm. You like thongs?
No.
Or do you like those? There's these other trankas that you like,
man.
The jock straps.
Yes.
You still like those?
Love
things.
Them.
What do they do for you? They shape your bum bum.
They prevent it. You don't have to achieve it swipe.
Jock strap.
Ah, when I go in the sand,
I'm Rambo.
I'm a strap
down there. I'm Rambo.
You know Rambo.
Who Rambo was?
No, it's your
strap. That's why I'm like, I'm cool with my jock strap.
Yeah.
I'm thinking loot.
Do you even know what a jock strap is?
Google.
I shall.
Please Google. Yeah, we're going to come back to you just now. Please come back with the proper answers, ne? Mm. After you Google. And the thing is, after you Google it, you must post it as a story on your Instagram.
So this thing is meant to lift your cheeks.
Yeah, your bum cheeks, your butt cheeks. Kitumese, do you have a jock strap? Good morning, hello.
Hi, Dini. How are you, Dini?
Fantastic. And you, Osaka, do you have a jock strap?
No, I don't.
But you would like to talk to some easy.
Oh my word, you've got no idea.
Hey, baby sis.
Hi, Somji. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
There was just no way I would turn 45 without talking to you ever in my life.
When are you turning 45?
I'm turning 45 in November the 23rd.
Happy befuddled birthday.
So, I've got just a few things I really feel I've got to say them to you.
Yes.
You are an incredible human. I appreciate you. You are perfect just the way you are. Your feet are on the ground, my bra. Keep it up. You are good the way you are. Nothing. You are so brilliant. Another word for me and you today. You are captivating, my brother. Capable of attracting and holding interest. You are so charming.
Thank you so much.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to Lorraine now. Lorraine, do you have a jock strap?
I do not have, sweetheart, but I would love to own one.
Here we go. Here's your guy.
So, Mizi, I love you. So, Mizi, it's my birthday today. So, can I have Mizi's birthday?
Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lori Rentals. Huh? Happy birthday to you. Keep, keep.
Yay! Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. You are an inspiration to me personally. I'm going to take this on a personal level.
Yes.
Thank you for saying earlier on we don't seek validation from people that hit home.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I went through something sometime last year. I'm turning 35 today. Chapter 34 of my life was hard. And guess what I used to do? I used to come to your page. And I would cry. And I would laugh. And I'm like, oh my God, how is he doing it? How does he do it? No, listen to your stories. I was like, if some music can do this, I can do this. If I never meet you in life, it's okay. You have been a part of my life and you'll always be a part of my life. Continue doing what you're doing. We love you. I'm traveling out of the country, Dineo. I downloaded the app. I'm flying out today. I'll be listening tomorrow. I cannot leave without FM. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
you're welcome, honey. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's 8:30 on the... I'm going to stop saying on the dot. But yeah, we used to have a dot as 9 to 5.
Yes.
So it is 0830 since we are 959 no dots.
Decoded on 959 breakfast. #decoded
959 breakfast. Womack and Womack, baby, I'm scared of you. On the title alone, which baby is scared of you, the new baby or the old baby? Ever since Konka on Sunday.
The specifications.
Yeah.
and the charges at large. The Konka one.
The new one.
Yes.
Okay. He's, what must he be scared of?
No, he's scared because he believes I've got more money than him, and he doesn't know what he's got more money than me. So he's scared because he won't be able to, because he's used to just spoiling people, and so he thinks I'm gonna reject, and he's
receiving
that hatalala. Young kid. I'm South African.
What if it turns out you want to just ball, but very, very, it's not like long money? Then you find out
I
how
mean,
safe
I'm not there for the longevity. It's not about longevity.
Stay pale, the mother of longevity.
Yeah, longevity does exist. So, yeah, I mean, when I exist for like 3 months, then we move.
He's in the studio. So,
nothing has changed.
You change an invest?
Never.
Yo.
Never. And you change.
Oxygen mask.
You know, live.
Do you ever think of the end? The death of Mania Rumshongo? Or is it like too gloomy?
No, I do. Mm-hmm. Actually, funny enough, the older you get, I don't know if Wenata can relate, the older you get, you have lost a lot of people, your family members, your aunts, your parents, and blah, blah, blah. You enjoy being on earth, but I look forward to crossing over now, because I'm imagining a group of people, my family members, that are waiting for me. So it's such a beautiful thought. So I think of it that way. I'm okay here now, but it happen. I'm cool. You know, I'm no longer scared of dying. And based also on what I've achieved in life, I'm like, God, anything beyond this day is upon us.
I mean, you left it all here, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of it all. And I think that's one thing that is inspiring about Swamis, is that, look, tomorrow is not confirmed, but now that you have this moment, maximize it. And I think that's the one thing that, if anything, he will leave here as a stark reminder of what life is supposed to be and meant to be.
Enjoy it in the moment.
Have you truly left it all here, or there's some things you still want to achieve?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot. But as I say, everything else that I'm achieving moving forward is a bonus.
Yeah.
I still want to produce a musical. I'm releasing a cookbook and blah, 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 getting married, blah, 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 blah.
After moving on for 3 months and 3 months.
I like how he just slotted that getting married.
Like,
I'm going to buy shoes. Getting married.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for today. Decoding some G63. On your way out, let us know, as a parting shot, when things are heavy for you, who's on your speed dial? Who do you call? The one person that you go to consistently?
Sure. The top of mind would be, I would say Tez.
Tez.
She's good.
Yeah, but also she's got such a warm soul.
She's a good friend.
Yes, I call her too. She's good.
Yeah. I wouldn't call her as a client.
Oh, I'm gonna Tez. Ask Tez. I'm gonna
okay.
How?
I am change to Tez.
I wonder who Tez calls. Eh?
I wonder who Tez calls. Yeah, because the Tezes of the world. I wonder who they call.
Yeah, because being superhuman sometimes. Is
true.
It's wild. It's wild.
The strong ones are. They see the most.
Yeah.
Thank you, you strong one, who has also seen the most.
Thank you. And still going to see the most.
You're still going to see the most. Absolutely.
Decoded. Decoded. On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded.
We had said goodbye to some G63, but we all have separation anxiety. Like, it's like tough for the show to end even. I mean, you know, we had such a great time. You're such a dope person to hang around with.
You're a vibe, man.
Yeah,
I've
gained
Kuluma.
Aye, exactly.
That's how it was.
There we go.
It's about me. I've known Dineo for over 15 years. I think it's the first time we sat close to
you. It's the first time, scholars talk.
I really like you. You're a nice guy.
Thank you, bro.
Like I didn't like you, honestly.
No.
You must meet people in person more. From a distance, obnoxious.
No, I'm not. I'm the most warmest person ever.
First of all, what does obnoxious mean?
Obnoxious is like full of yourself, superbly arrogant.
No. It's like being crass and going for the jugular all the time, being mean. But I'm not. It's banter. It's good banter. I can tease you.
Is that the definition of obnoxious?
Okay.
The way he means it. But being heartless.
Okay, let's focus on the positives. I've gained so much love and respect.
A lot of people meet me say that. I'm a very warm person. But banter is banter. It's nothing personal.
Okay.
Baby, Sompaya.
What? Sompaya, I'm trying to create the empire, né? Obviously.
The Somizi Empire.
Gosh.
So allow Singadilo Zamakua. By the time show we fell, I lead you contracts are already fed. A 3-year contract will have turned into a 3-hour contract.
So Sompaya is I'm creating a group, an umbrella.
Yeah.
Group of things that I want to do. I'm going to have a production company. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do.
That makes me happy to hear that. You know that.
Yes,
you
know that. I know. Yeah, production company and be, own stuff.
Yeah.
In terms of TV and the arts. And then culinary, restauranting, and doing part of the Sompaya group. Yeah. And then now retail, part of the Sompaya group.
Mm-hmm. So when you spoke about the kiddie store earlier, so it's literally a Sompaya kids store.
Yes.
It's not. It's a standalone. It's your kid's
under
store.
Under Sompaya.
Group, it's not part of your Batu endorsement. Beautiful.
Did the Batu relationship, is it what sparked the whole getting into clothes idea?
Absolutely, guys.
Because even the drip guys are also going into kids' store clothing.
Yes, Nana, retail is there's hard work, but also I get it why a lot of people cannot start their own businesses. It is expensive.
It's very expensive.
It is expensive. You need to have a capital, proper capital, and also you need to believe Uti it's going to be a success, because should it not be a success, you're down the drain.
I mean, you don't start companies like Batu on a shoestring budget.
No, you don't. You don't.
See what you did there? You're an idiot.
Wow.
So I like the fact that you're also throwing in outside of just the budget, right? Because obviously it is expensive. But I love the fact that you're touching on believing that it will work.
Yeah.
Because that's the Tesla mentality. That's the Tesla formula. If you look at what Elon Musk is doing with Tesla, he's not using his own money to get Tesla off the ground, right? He builds samples, but you have to, as a consumer, you have to commit and then make the financial commitment and then he'll build off your money something that works. I mean, he's done prototypes and so forth, but your one will be built off your money.
Yeah.
So you have to be clever with business. You've got to be very, very clever with business.
It's exciting because also, let me tell you, as artists, I don't know, as artists and people in the arts, we have to get as early as possible in your career to a point where you are independent of depending on just the act.
Yes, yes.
Because then you become a prisoner.
Yes.
You end up settling for less.
Yeah.
You end up agreeing to something that's not worthy of your time.
You
end up being undervalued and undervaluing yourself. And you need to get to a point where you're so financially stable that whatever you do it because you want to do it.
And you can pick and choose the gigs that are suitable for
liberate
you.
Liberate yourself.
Also, you function less from a place of desperation.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you're liberated.
Yeah.
The most dangerous thing you can do as a human being is function from desperation.
It's never too stomach.
Yeah. It's never too late. So that's why I'm doing this. So that whatever I do it because I want to do it, not because I have to do it.
Wow.
We're proud of you.
I'm proud of myself, self.
Inspired by you.
Thank you. Kaya 959. I love you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Let's get it right this time. Yes. On the street. On the air. Everywhere.
Decoded.
Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast. Hashtag decoded. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.